Yeah, we can just kind of shoot this shit for like an hour or so. It'll be fine. Yeah. I'm not an expert on this.
Neither am I. Yeah.
Yeah, neither of you.
It's just, this is the beginning of my, yeah, this is a newer interest of mine. Well, maybe not newer, but it's a resurging interest that I'm going to try to do some stuff with eventually here. But, well, I guess I will formally say, welcome everybody to the Fruitless Patreon. I am joined today by, you know him, you love him, returning champion, Chris Barker.
Hey, folks. Some of you love me. Some of you tolerate me.
You know, whatever we're talking, geopolitics or history, this is the Chris Barker territory. So,
I know too much about too many things, but not enough about anything to really be monetizable.
Yeah.
I'm threatening, but not enough.
We've so we did geopolitics last month. So this month we're doing some history. Although this isn't like a well thought, like if you're coming in expecting one of the episodes where I've like done some research, don't be.
Or me.
or that I'm interviewing someone who's done some research. This is a very vibe based episode. And I threw an incredibly vague and massive topic at Chris, which was just like, I don't know, environmental history stuff.
Hopefully this will be like bait for somebody who's actually like knows something about this.
Yes. That would be nice.
That would be the ideal outcome of this.
Yeah, the kind of game plan with this was, this episode's kind of going to be a slight postscript to the Rampolo book club episode, I think. Because that got my brain in this kind of territory, and I know it, you know, gave you a lot to think about, and something you had mentioned multiple times off mic in preparation for book club, and then we always forget to mention it during the book club, is you've always wanted to talk about Jared Diamond briefly, because Diamond's been referenced in, I think, well, he wouldn't have been referenced in How Europe Underdeveloped Africa because it came out after that, but it was referenced in Late Victorian Holocaust and I think Rampolo.
He mentions Diamond.
Yeah,
and I don't think he ever mentions it in Basque History of the World, but there's not really any reason for him to mention it,
so. Yeah, well, I mean, some of the colonization stuff maybe,
but, I suppose. Yeah.
But also, like, that's actually, like, Diamond's not the only guy for that. And, you know, yeah, that's, I mean, well, that's the thing. So, like, Diamond is, like, the public intellectual wing of, I think, a broader subject I am interested in, despite, as it currently stands, having mixed feelings about Diamond that mostly lean negative, but we'll see.
Oh wow, you've gotten there. Okay, nice.
Yeah, he's not as great. I mean, still haven't gotten far enough to make the call, but I mean, for me, what really rubbed me the wrong way is I was kind of making fun of some stuff on Twitter that he had said, and I should double check who it was on Twitter who sent me those articles so I can say a shout out to them. But somebody sent me a few articles about Jared Diamond getting sued by a bunch of farmers,
the folks in New Guinea.
Yeah. And the thing is, the entire opening chapter of Guns, Germs, and Steel is him kind of saying, like, okay, he doesn't say this, but he says it more eloquently than this, but essentially it's, this book isn't racist, the people in New Guinea love me. I mean, he says it much more articulate than that, but he pulls from he's like, I've had a lot of experience with New Guinea or whatever. And so, and he's got these stories of, you know, how much he appreciates them and their culture and stuff. And then when I hear, oh, you got sued by a bunch of them for misrepresenting them, that suddenly is like, okay, you're kind of like thing you were relying on to preface ahead of time that this book isn't going to be racist is wrong.
Yeah, that's when you were texting me and talking about like, hey, the intro is like, hey, he's like insulating himself, like he's like talking about like, this book isn't meant to be this way or this book isn't meant to be that way, and I'm like, yeah, I think that all of the Everyone who's a critic of him would be like, yeah, you're just saying that so that people don't call you a racist for what you're saying.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I texted you when I started the book because it is a well-written first chapter if you think he's like actually...
If you think he's in good faith.
Yeah, he's in good faith, yep. Which I was trying to take him in good faith. And so I texted you and I was kind of like, this is kind of weird because he preempts a lot of the criticisms of this book in the first chapter. And so I was like...
It's almost like he knew what was coming.
Yeah, because how I took it was just like, do people, because there's a tendency of people to have an impression in their head of what a book says, and they don't actually ever read it, and they just have kind of like a, you know, insert popular academic text, have this kind of attitude toward it. So I was initially like, have people actually read this? You know, because maybe that's what's going on here. It's like a caricature of him's been floating around, and now I don't think as much that's the case. But
yeah, I mean, I will also say though, like, I'll put my cards on the table. I haven't fully reread this book in a bit, but I read it when I was in high school, so that's a long time ago. And this book did like fully rewire my brain, in a good way. So it's like, as problematic as it is, like this book was actually a very important stepping stone for me into like being the person that I am today. Mm-hmm. Even though I can like look at it now at almost the age that I am not going to tell people what that age is, but being considerably older, and I can look at it and be like, you know, there's a lot of stuff to quibble with here.
Yeah.
Reading it when I was 17 years old really like rewired my brain in a good way. Well, and I mean, anyway, whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's of a time and place, I think is part of it is, you know, I mean, it came out in the late 90s. It's, you know, it's got some out, you know, because that was what I was thinking initially while reading it is I'm like, well, I don't want to give it too much shit for just like outdated terminology, you know what I mean? Like, or something right. like that. It's got that, but it's not, you know, yeah. So I didn't want to go after it for that, but it's a little more that, I think somebody else on Twitter had made a comment when I was posting about it that they were like, when he's correct, it's obvious or well recorded stuff already that other people have pointed out. And when he's going off on his own, he ends up being wrong or racist.
I feel like that tracks. Like, I feel like
this was a preview for a Patreon only episode. So check out the show notes if you want to hear more.